This is Rusty Cooley of Day of Reckoning, and you're cranking it with Dave Softy and his Metal Meltdown.
Metal Maniacs, please welcome Amazing Shredder, Mr. Rusty Cooley of Day of Reckoning to the Metal Meltdown. Thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. Rusty, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. It's about time. I should have had you on the show previously, but I think this is a really good time to have you on the show.
Awesome.
Did you go to the NAMM convention this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I was there Friday through Sunday, and it was really a great year for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Could you share with us some of the high points of your experiences there?
Well, I was there and I did signings for PV Amplification because I endorse their amps. And then I did a signing for, I did a couple of signings for Dean Guitars. And I also did one for Rocktron GHS Corporation. which I endorse some Rocktron products and use the GHS strings. And it was really cool, man. I did multiple signings at PV. I signed by myself. At Rocktron and GHS, I signed with John Five and JD DeServio. And the bass player from more of a radio band, I can't remember their name off the top of my head, but the guy was really cool.
Excellent.
And that was awesome, man. You know, the fan response was great. At Dean, I signed on multiple days, and man, I was surrounded with legends. I mean, I signed with Dave Lombardo, Tim Young, Vinny and Carmine Appice, the bass player from Cedar. I just met him, forgot his name, sorry. Sean Drover, the drummer for Megadeth. God, who else was there, man? There were so many legends. Tracy Guns. So, man, I was surrounded by amazing and legendary musicians, and just happy to be part of the team. The fans were responsive, you know. I must have shook a million hands and signed a bajillion autographs and a ton of photos. And it was just an amazing year. This was by far the best year. There's been a couple of years where I walked away from NAMM just feeling less than worthy. And this definitely was a great year.
Awesome. It's good to hear. How many Rusty Cooley signature Dean guitars are there now?
Well, let me think. There's the RC7G, which was the very first one. And then there was the RC7X, which was the import version. And then there was the RC7 Mahogany, which was another USA version. And then there is a brand new RC7 that's a mahogany body with a flame maple neck. There's a DC6, which is a six-string guitar that's not really a signature model, but it's based on all the specs of the RC7. This is so, you know, some six-string players can get the feel for it. And then I've got two brand new eight-string guitars, and they're both RC8s, USA made. One of the RC8s is strung high A to low B, and the second RC8 is strung high E to low F sharp. So I guess that makes it, let's see, RC7, RC7 Mahogany, RC7X, DC6, RC7 Plain Name. I guess that makes eight signature, or no, seven? I don't know, man, I lost track. It's a lot.
eight string guitars, man, you must have humongous hands.
Not really, man. It's really all in the technique. That kind of sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah, wow. Well, we just started the show with some new tunage from Day of Reckoning, and I must tell you, this is some really aggressive stuff. I'm really enjoying this sound. Could you tell with us or share with us how these songs came together? Maybe tell us who is in the lineup and give us more about the production of this music, maybe where it's been recorded, where it's being produced and such like that?
Sure. First of all, I'll kind of start off with the origin of the music. A lot of this stuff was material that I had been writing for the second Outworld album. Mm-hmm. And in Outworld, I wrote all the music, and the guys helped with arrangements. And then, of course, the singers wrote the lyrics and vocal melodies. I never had any of that. It's not my thing. I spend all my time practicing guitar and coming up with the killer riffs. So a lot of the stuff was just my material left over. And before Outworld broke up, that was really the direction I was going, just heavier. I was trying as hard as I could to be heavier, and that was the music I listened to. It's just when you have that kind of a singer and keyboards, it doesn't matter how heavy of riffs you write, the keyboards just suck the heavy right out of it. Now, nothing against keyboards,
right.
It's just the fact of the way keyboards affect guitars. So that's where a lot of the material was left over. So I just kind of picked up from where I left off. And I had always listened to singers, bands with singers of the style of my new guy. And it just made sense. This Outworld broke up. I'm going to pick up the pieces, and I'm really going to go and do what I want to do this time, and no compromising. So I got Eric Lauer on the vocals. Eric's a dude that moved to Houston from Nebraska, and I met Eric through a mutual friend. Eric actually moved down to Houston to join his band and ended up being too heavy. So
too heavy.
My buddy was like, hey, try this guy, and I think he'll be perfect for what you're doing. And I've got Matt Smith on drums. He was my drummer from Outworld.
Right.
And on bass guitar is a young guy named Brandon Williams that used to be one of my students. And he's actually a guitar player by trade. But he's been playing bass in my drummer's other band, so he ended up being a perfect fit. And my rhythm guitar player is a guy named Andretti Medina. And Andretti is also a pretty young dude that actually used to be one of my students, a really hot up-and-coming shredder. And he was, you know, I gave him the lowdown on the credentials of the gig. You know, it's not going to be a shredding gig for you. It's going to be, you know, filling up the void when I'm doing solos and doubling up on the heavy brutals and all the rhythm guitar sections. So he was completely cool with that. And that's kind of the lineup and where the music started. All the stuff that you heard is strictly demos. It's, I mean, the songs are going to end up on the album, but they'll be re-recorded in a completely pro studio. We recorded the demos that you heard at my drummer's studio, Matt Smith. He's got his own Pro Tools studio out of his house, and that's just where we're cranking out the demos.
Awesome.
And I think that's the gist of it, man.
That's awesome. You know, I always wanted to ask you about, you know, how that whole thing happened with Outworld and how you took that. But I remember reading, though, it was like, I guess, a couple years ago, that you were looking for a direction similar to the sound of like a Meshuggah. And
yeah.
I guess things happen for a reason, but how did that affect you? You know, when that all went down and Outworld and Bobby left Outworld and ultimately Outworld split up, how did that take its toll on you?
Oh, dude, I was devastated. I never thought in a million years that Bobby would leave. He was always my right-hand man and completely picked up the slack where I was too busy to do it. So he helped with a lot of promotion, was always online promoting the band and stuff like that. So we really worked great together. And, you know, when he quit, it just totally blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really happy working with Carlos anyway, so it was like, all right, whatever. But yeah, man, it took me 2 years to come out of that. It was a very, very dark period for me. And, you know, I always said if Outworld broke up, that was going to be it. I was never going to start over. But, you know, irregardless of that, man, the music must go on. So yeah, it was devastating. What can I say, man?
It was
hard.
I totally get what you're saying. And, you know, Rusty, sometimes things happen for a reason, and then, you know, you hear destiny and all that. But you wanted to change the sound of the band. So in all actuality, maybe it was best that you start with a new band. And like I said, this music now, Day of Reckoning, you would never think it would have any roots in Outworld.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so
the funny thing is, if you listen to some of the Outworld riffs, like the Never or Raise Hell or I Thanatos, if those keyboards and those vocals weren't on there, those riffs would be just as heavy as some of the Day of Reckoning stuff. That's just what happens to the guitar riffs when you layer prog keyboards and more operatic vocals on it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, your guitar work is amazing, and it would be amazing in any style of music you decide to do, and what you surround that with will change the sound of that band, and that's like what's happening here. I get you. And I remember, you know, Outworld, and when I first started coming and hanging around on internet radio, Outworld was a very big part of the internet radio, and it got a lot of support, a lot of fan support, online support. Is Day of Reckoning getting similar support these days?
You know what? I think we're getting pretty good feedback. A lot of the guitar players on my forum weren't really sure what to think of it. But, you know, all in all, I make the music that makes me happy, and I'm sure eventually, you know, my fans will come around, or at least the ones that haven't, because I'm still writing heavy riffs and still shredding it up. It's funny to me how certain people can only listen to certain things. You know, oh, I only listen to this kind of stuff with keyboards and operatic vocals, or oh, I only listen to metal guttural vocals. And for me as a musician, I never really understood that prejudice, because for me, it's either good or it's either bad. And I can really appreciate, you know, kick-ass music where the guys are shredding it up, dude. I can listen to Dream Theater and Symphony X any day, and then I can go listen to As I Lay Dying or After the Burial or whatever and mix it up, or maybe flip on, you know, jazz or classical or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the music that drives me, irregardless of really what stereotypical genre that it fits in. So it's hard for me to get it sometimes when I hear, you know, people say, oh, I don't like the singer, or oh, I don't like, you know, this or that. And it's like, what are you talking about, man? Open your ears, take off the blinders.
I totally get what you're saying. And I must tell you that a lot, if not all the bands that I've either seen live and had a conversation with or talked to or had an interview with, most of them, if not all of them, say exactly what you're saying. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny though. But in the chat rooms, you get some listeners that are opinionated and only like either death metal or black metal, or only like prog metal and power metal, or they do cry about the vocal. It's too growly or it's too girly, you know. Yeah. And so I understand totally what you're saying. The only thing with me, I say there's no wrong or right in metal. Like what you like, but for me personally, if I could understand the vocals, they could be as growly as they could be, as long as I understand it. I've never really gotten into like grindcore, and I've been at shows commenting about it, and another band that's a prog metal band will say, "Hey, dude, that's not really cool what you said, because they're an artist. Respect their art." And it's like, I understand where he's coming, and that's basically what you're saying. Have respect for the artist and all that. It's an important thing. But everybody likes what they like. And when you get into a chat room, you get people that are into hair metal, you get people into death metal, and you get them all in the same room. Sometimes you have those opinions flowing out there.
Hey, I love my hair metal. You know, and the other thing is, you know, I have been getting a lot of positive feedback from musicians of that genre that were fans of mine before I kind of crossed into it. I was hanging out with the guys from Periphery a couple of weeks ago, and I sent them some of my MP3s, and they're like, "Holy cow, this is awesome, man. I only thought you did, you know, power metal or whatever."
Yeah.
So that was a big plus.
That's great. That's a great thing. Hey, I want to crank up some more Day of Reckoning for the people out there listening. How about we do that at this time, and when we come back, we continue with our conversation?
Sounds great.
All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up some more Day of Reckoning.
I wrote you on with no room.
Welcome back, Metal Maniacs, and welcome back, Rusty. I'm loving this music. Tell us more about it. Is the band currently looking for a label at this time?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. We have 9 songs completely done in demo form, and we are finishing up 2 more, which will give us a total of 11 songs.
Awesome.
And I'm shopping the stuff and sending them out. And I'm actually in talks right now with a really cool management company. We haven't finalized anything yet, and I'm hoping that they're gonna come around and really want to work with us, because if they can and do, then they're going to be able to get us a pretty good deal on a nice advance so we can go in the studio and record an album. My plan is to have the CD done and out this year.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if there was a timeline for a release date.
Yeah, no release date, but my plan is to have the CD out this year.
I am looking forward to that and having that in my collection.
Yeah, me too, man. It's been long overdue.
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've had music from you. Let me ask you. I was looking online and I was noticing that Destruction, a German thrash metal band, they are coming out with a new album. And when I saw it, I'm like, wait, I know that name. And their new album is called Day of Reckoning. I was wondering, do you have a title for your album? Are you going to call it Destruction?
Yeah, right.
That would be something, right?
Too funny. Yeah, you know, actually, we don't have a title, but it would probably be good to call it Reborn. There you go.
That is excellent title, actually. Yeah, absolutely. I want to give people out there your website. It's a very comprehensive website. Everything that you need to know about Rusty Cooley, you can find on this site. And it's very simple. Go to www.rustycooley.com. You can find merchandise there. Everything that you've done there, DVDs, CDs, your guitars are listed there, the pictures of your guitars and all that. I just want to get that out there for people to check that out.
Thanks. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the discography page, because I've been on over 20 CDs.
Yeah.
And even though Outworld hasn't put out anything or my new band, there's been a lot of recordings that I've been on over the past few years since Outworld has broken up.
And DVDs as well, I noticed.
Yep, absolutely. I have 2 brand new DVDs coming out in March on Rockhouse Method called Arpeggio Madness 1 and 2.
So Rusty Cooley has been a lot busier than you think he has been.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just also played on a... did a guest solo on the new After the Burial CD. The CD's called In Dreams, and the song I played on is called Encased in Ice. I did a really crazy, shreddy solo on that, and that's worth checking out for sure.
Excellent. Rusty, are you still giving guitar lessons? I remember back in the day hearing about you giving these guitar lessons. With all that you got going on, do you still have time to do that?
Yeah, absolutely, man. As a matter of fact, I'm co-owner of a music school. It's called Pro Music Instruction, which is also the home of the Rusty Cooley School of Rock. And I keep a pretty steady, busy clientele. And I love to teach, man. What can I say? It's awesome. It's playing guitar, and it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. How does one go about contacting you for booking lessons?
Rusty at rustycooley.com.
As simple as that.
That's it.
I do answer
my email, unlike most musicians that just have the email address on their website for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It goes, you know, I would say 50% of the time you get no response. The other 50%, you do. It seems the more underground you are, the more you're willing to bring your music out to the world.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Are you really busy with your guitar lessons at the moment?
Oh, yeah, dude. I teach, probably 50 to 60 students a week.
Right. Awesome. Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. You said 50. I'm thinking of 5, and you said 50. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, 50 to 60 students a week. I teach Monday through Friday. You know, I only teach a few hours a day. You know, it's, they're half-hour lessons, so you can get 10 students in between 3 and 8. Yeah, the rest of the day I'm working, writing, you know, doing band stuff, rehearsing, or whatever I need to do around the house, you know, family stuff.
Do you ever make your fingers bleed?
I have in the past. Wow. I practice till my fingers bleed. As a matter of fact, when we were recording the first Outworld CD, well, I guess it's the only Outworld CD, my fingers were so shredded that the fingernails were tearing away from my fingers, and we actually had to cut little thin strips of duct tape to tape my fingers up so that it wouldn't continue to pull the fingernail away.
Oh, oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We have some pictures somewhere, but I have no idea.
Well, if you ever find those and post those,
that would be great.
If you ever find those pictures, I'm very interested to see them. I'll post them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, man. We were talking a little bit earlier about your 7 and 8 string custom guitars, your Dean guitars. These guitars, to my understanding, they are still available for sale, right?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, the 8 strings are brand new. They're not even released to the public yet. That's going to happen sometime here in this first quarter. We were just showing the product off. So, yet they are all available. The 2 new 8 strings will be available very soon.
And the people, the fans, the musicians that are interested in purchasing these guitars, they should go to that website we gave?
Well, no, you can just get on Google and type in RC7, and a bajillion places will pop up where you can buy one. You can get it at any Dean dealer, or you can go directly to DeanGuitars.com and check out all the products there as well.
Very cool. Yeah, but I want to remind the fans again, any merchandise related to Rusty Cooley, whether it was with an Outworld or whatever else he's working on, any CDs, DVDs, solo works, anything that you want to know associated with Rusty, go to that website. There's so much information there. There's so much material there all about Rusty Cooley. Again, www.rustycooley.com. You have to check it out.
And for all the diehard guitar fans, right on my homepage, there's a link to my forum. And I partake, pretty much daily in my forum, answering all my fans, guitar-related questions or whatever. So you can have direct contact with me, and I'll definitely answer your guitar questions and things like that. So check out the forum as well. And the YouTube channel has all the latest official Rusty Cooley videos.
Awesome. That's good news. Rusty, outside of your band, Day of Reckoning, are there any other artists or bands out there that you would like to offer as a guest appearance? And any bands you'd like to play with or record with in addition to what you're doing with Day of Reckoning? Anything out there on your mind that you'd like to do?
There's a lot of bands that are out there that are really killer that I would, I'd love to join if the opportunity ever arose. I'm a huge fan of a lot of these metalcore type bands. You know, I would definitely jump into any situation like that that would put me on a tour bus and making some coin. I mean, obviously the money's not the most important thing, but I do have to pay the bills, so it can't be, a couple hundred bucks a night kind of gigs. I would love to do it. There's some artists that I would love to play with that are some of my favorite classic guys. Like, I would love to play with Rob Halford. I'd love to play with Sebastian Bach. I've always liked Sebastian Bach, man. He's totally cool. So I would do that. Those are some of the singers that I'd like to work with for sure.
Excellent.
And I'm sure there's some other. I'd like to play with Billy Sheehan. Billy's always been one of my favorite bass players. There's some great, drummers out there, obviously, like Mike Portnoy. And, I'd love to play with Jordan Rudez. And there's probably a ton more. Just on the spot, I'm kind of drawing blank.
I hear what you're saying, but what I do get what you're saying is there's a very broad spectrum of different styles of music and bands that you'd be willing and would enjoy playing with, which is very
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely, dude. I'd join Steel Panther in a second, man.
Steel Panther, oh my God.
Dude, I love those guys. Steel Panther rules.
Oh, yeah, those are hilarious tunes, man. But they sound like the 80s hair metal band, but they have great lyrics.
Hey, man, I love my 80s hair metal, dude.
I'll get some on for you then.
Yeah.
There you go. Rusty, have you got anything else going on? Being that you're so busy, do you have time to do anything else?
As a matter of fact, I do have something going on. It's probably one of the hugest things that I've done to date. I am hosting my own TV show called Rusty Cooley's Guitar Asylum TV. And it's going to debut in Houston, Texas on Channel 55 KTVU. It's a real TV station. It's no access channel or cable BS. It's the real deal. Saturday nights, I think 12:30. It's a half-hour show, guitar show, and it's basically going to be me on the show showing off, what I do, all my crazy guitar stuff. And then at the same time, it's going to be interviewing other celebrity guitar players. And the celebrity features are going to be three-part. It's going to be one part is going to be an interview. which consists of viewer questions. The second part is going to be a full-on ear feature where we actually go to the venue where the artist is playing. We'll go on stage and go through all their equipment, from guitars, chords, pedals, amps, cabs. And then the third part of the feature is going to be a lesson from the artist where they show off some of their favorite licks or riffs from their latest record. And so far to date, we've already filmed Jeff Loomis of Nevermore. We've done Ali Herbert from All That Remains. We did Carl and Dallas from Nile. We did Henry Garza from Lost Lonely Boys. We had Revocation, Darkest Hour, Periphery, Bale of Maya. We did Alter Bridge with Miles Kennedy, Mark Tremonti, and just as of a couple nights ago, I interviewed Gus G from Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
These are shows that we've already pre-recorded that are just waiting for the season starting on February 5th, and this show is going to go into 2 million plus homes every Saturday night.
Wow. Is this exclusive to the Texas area?
Pretty much. It's going to be like going into the 2 million plus homes around this surrounding area, but for everyone else, all the shows are going to be rebroadcast via the internet. So you'll be able to catch it on YouTube, Blip TV, and all the other TV sources that are on internet TV.
Very cool. I wouldn't be surprised if sometime down the road it'll be on DVD as well.
Absolutely, and hopefully we'll pick up some syndication. If things go well in Houston, I think our next target audience is L.A.
That's really great. I mean, it sounds like you're in a really good place coming out of the dark period, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You're in a good place right now, it sounds like, my friend.
Well, man, if this TV show takes off and my new band, Day of Reckoning, takes off, man, you know, I'll be set, man, because the band will be out there, we'll be kicking it, doing some touring, and the TV show will be coming into your homes and via the internet as well. So no matter where on the globe you live, man, you'll be able to tune in and check it out.
Excellent.
So things are good. And, you know, and that can only help the student clientele and the stay and consistency of that. So between the band, the TV show, and teaching, and DVDs, guitar sales, you know, things are looking up, man.
Very cool. Rusty, I come from Long Island here, and we really don't have much of a metal scene. I mean, I've gone to shows around here, but the support really for your local bands, really not there. And I remember when I started DJing, even before then, I remember that Madfest there in Texas, and I heard a lot about how crazy the Texas metal scene was at that time. Is it still that way today?
I think the Texas metal scene is pretty good. It can definitely be hit or miss at times, but I think it's pretty good. I honestly, personally, don't get out in the scene very much because I honestly just don't have time to go hang out in bars and check out random bands. If it's a band that I know, I'll definitely go see them, but you know, I'm just not hanging out in bars to check out the scene.
I see.
So, but I think it's pretty good. You know, every time I go to a show, the bands are definitely drawing. So
that's good.
That says something there. It's not 50 people.
When can fans of Day of Reckoning? I know you mentioned about a year or so before the CD comes out, but when can they see you perform these tunes live?
We are getting ready to start rehearsing. Basically, the focus of the band when I put it together was to write music and record a CD. Now, if you're trying to write music and get ready to record a CD and you're rehearsing for gigs, that really, to me, is counterproductive. I try to stay as focused as possible to get to my goal as quickly as possible. So we're not gigging right now strictly because we're trying to get this album done. We've got two songs to finish up. I've got one guitar solo to do. I got to lay bass on two songs. Well, actually, I got two guitar solos to do. We got two solos to do. We're going to lay bass down on two tracks. And the singer's got to finish vocals on one song. We're going to mix those songs. And then we're hitting the rehearsal room and then start rehearsing for gigging. So we should be out there playing within a couple of months.
Excellent. Well, Rusty, you know, I only do this DJ thing for 4 months out of the year, from let's say, November to March, because, mm-hmm. as I mentioned to you, I do that Mr. Softy thing that keeps me pretty busy for a solid 8 months. So, you're saying that the CD will be available probably in a year? So, I would like to put it out there, if the CD comes out anytime within this year, or in the winter time next year before I go back to work, I would like to have you back on the show and do a CD show with you, where we could talk about the music and spread the word of the music. Would you be willing to come back on the show at that point?
Man, absolutely. I'll come back anytime, dude. I really appreciate you and your interest in my music and the willingness to do an interview and let people know about what I'm doing. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know you a little better and having this opportunity to finally talk to you and have you on the show. It's been long overdue, like I said, but I tell you what, we will do this again. We'll do it for the CD release or whatever time frame we can work that out. Definitely we'll have you back on the show, and keep in touch with me and spread the word with me when you're going to be actually doing shows, and I will get word out there, and I will make sure you get the support you deserve.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
That is what I'm here for, my brother. That you'd like to tell your fans out there that are tuning in at this time, if there's anything you'd like to tell them or say to them, you know, feel free at this time to do so.
Well, I would just like to tell all my fans, thank you very much for all the support, man. I really appreciate it. And for maybe some people that don't know who I am that are tuning in, obviously check out my website, which is rustycooley.com. But you can check out my new stuff on MySpace at myspace.com/dayofwreckingmetal. And there's a few of the new songs up there in demo form. So if you're not familiar with it, log on and check it out, man. I'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah, I just got to add something to that about MySpace and Day of Reckoning. It's like Day of Reckoning hit MySpace. The current MySpace today, they totally screwed up what they've done with MySpace.
Oh, man, MySpace is awful right now. And my MySpace and Day of Reckoning's MySpace really looks pretty awful. So just listen to the songs.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to connect you with LC. LC's the owner of Metal Messiah Radio.
Yeah.
He did our banner for tonight. He does all my banners. He did my MySpace. I don't know if you checked out my MySpace, but check out Dave Softy. Simple, Dave Softy on MySpace. I'm not saying that you should do the same thing, but if you want someone to look at your page and give you a hand and help you out with that, he's really good at what he does, and he's not like... how would I say? He's not a crook.
Okay.
So if you're looking for help with that, this is what he does. It's his love. He's a graphics designer, and he's an internet radio station owner, and he's an all-around cool dude. So, I'll even let him know. I'll send him to your site to take a look at it, and I'll have him contact you if you'd like.
Sure. That'd be great. Thank you.
I think that he can make your page come alive, and with your music, I think it could have a lot going on for it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
And you have a lot going on for you, and I really, like I said, I thank you for being here tonight. I think we covered a lot, but I'm not really sure if we've covered everything. So before we close the interview and crank up some more Day of Reckoning, I just want to make sure that we covered everything. And so please, if there's anything else that you'd like to talk about, let's bring that to the table.
You know, Dave, I actually think we've covered the majority of the stuff. We covered the band, we covered my guitars, the TV show, DVDs, some guest appearances, and I'm tapped, man. I think that's it, dude.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, this is only the beginning. We'll be having you back on the show, and my friend, I would not mind having you back every year on the show, being an annual guest. If you have,
sounds great, dude. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you have, I have. You know Sean Peck.
Sean Peck.
Of Cage.
I don't think so.
I have him on the show every single year. I'm a big fan of Cage. They're from San Diego. I know he was at NAMM, and so was Vaz and Norman Skinner. I just had an interview with him, and he knows of you. I don't think he met you there, but he had a lot to say. And he's right now working in 5 bands, so he's going to be an annual guest. So I'm going to have a lot of annual guests, so I'm happy to have you in that circle.
Hey, man, sounds great. Love to do it.
My pleasure. All right, Metal Maniacs, let's crank up some more Day of Reckoning. Rusty, I want to wish you and all on your Assault Girl, you and your family, a really great 2011. I can't wait to hear the album, so please, when it's available, let me know.
You got it, man. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Metal Maniacs, crank it up.
Give way!